Resurrection. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Matthew 28:6. Seeing him sitting there all alone hit me with an odd feeling in the pit of my stomach. We had been so happy a second before, and seeing him made the feeling of joy grind to a halt, as though I felt guilty for our happiness. It was Easter morning joy. The services were over. We had returned from church. The kids had hunted for eggs in the lawn and were admiring their soon-to-be-nibbled chocolate rabbits. I had promised them the first pickings of our spring garden included with lunch and had hurried to the garden only to see my neighbor with only months to live, my neighbor with terminal cancer. There he sat in his adjoining garden, all alone on Easter. And then before he saw me, I heard it. Clutching his small radio, he listened with a smile on his face while the music soared through "I'll Rise Again." I listened, unnoticed. The words went straight to my soul. "I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground." The joy of resurrection tore through me. Blinded by tears, I scooped together the first offerings of spring's life for our meal. New garden, new life, new hope, all for us and for us all. Never had Easter been more real. Death was conquered. Jesus had risen. He has conquered death and given forgiveness and life to the healthy, beautiful children hunting for eggs and for the dying, dear, elderly man on the other side of the garden, and for me, standing somewhere in between. Lord, how we love you.